now they can't just throw him out, can't do anything. He's got squatters in there. She's got squatters in there. They're not paying any rent. They tell them they're not going to pay any rent. And they know that the only remedy the landlord has is to evict them.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the next episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week here with Mike Butler. And today's topic, we're going to talk about squatters are getting smarter. And this is going to build on episode number 19, when we talked about internet scams, and you can get your free internet scam prevention poster at mikebutler.com. But just a quick overview of what was in episode 19. My good friend, fellow retired police detective, Alan Tatum, he had a house for rent and he used a traditional lockbox. He put his keys in there and he would give out a key code to have somebody go look at the house so that he wouldn't have to run down there and meet him. Well, I told him that was bad news. Don't do that. Well, anyway, here's what happened. Some knucklehead calls him, get the key code. And let's say his name is Jamal. Well, Jamal then starts advertising Alan's home for rent on Craigslist. And then he meets people there. And if they got the money, he produces a lease. Here, sign all this and that. He takes their security deposit. He takes their monthly rent, gives them the key to the house. And bingo, they are living in the house. Well, Alan gets an approved application and he's going to go down there and change locks for his new tenants that's going to move in. So he's down there taking the lockbox off the front door and the lady comes out and says, hey, what are you doing? And he says, what are you doing? And she says, I live here. I'm renting this place. He says, no, you're not. I'm the landlord. I'm renting it to somebody else. How'd you get in here? What's going on? And so long story short, they called the police and the tenant that's in there, think of consumer protection. Now, what if you were in its tenant's shoes? Okay, so they produce a lease. They gave up their money, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, Alan had to go through the entire eviction process and lost 3 months of rent plus whatever else happened there. I don't want that to happen to you. So this is all preventable. So that's what we talked about in episode 19. Now, here's a brand new scam that squatters are doing. And they're getting smart. And this is happening to mostly where I've seen this happen is with investors who have apartments. And it doesn't matter if it's a fourplex, a 20plex, an 800plex. But here's what's going on. This investor, and I've seen this happen to two investors now that I do coaching with and mentoring. So they've got their apartments. And what's happening is the squatters, because they know what they can get away with now. They've been trained by the court system and by media and all these other things that are going on right now. They will pay somebody to go apply to rent one of the apartments. So they say, I'll give you money if you go apply and rent this apartment. And if you get approved, then I'll pay you X amount of dollars. It could be anywhere from 200, whatever. I mean, the dollar amount really doesn't matter. The point is, these squatters are getting somebody else to use their own photo ID, go apply to rent an apartment, keeping their fingers crossed, hoping that they get approved. Now, if that person gets approved, here's what they do. So normally, if you have an office, they'll come into your office, they'll sit, you'll schedule an appointment, they'll sign all the lease papers and the move-in inspections, and you give them the keys, right? Or if you're more mom and pop-ish, you might meet them at the apartment. You might meet them at the apartment there, sign all the docs and give them the keys. All right. And that's what generally happens. That's what we want to have happen. Well, what's happening is if you have an office or if you do that and you give them the keys, the person who rents the apartment, then the squatters come up and say, hey, okay, I see you got the keys. Here's what we agreed on. I'll give you this amount of money. And the real resident gives the keys to the squatters. You with me? So now the squatters move in. And then what do? They immediately change the lock. And the poor old landlord, now they can't just throw him out, can't do anything. He's got squatters in there. She's got squatters in there. They're not paying any rent. They tell them they're not going to pay any rent. And they know that the only recourse, the only remedy the landlord has is to evict them. which depending on where you live, that can take a couple of months or 3 months, depending on where you invest. So we came up with a way for prevention. Here's a prevention. Here's how you can prevent this from happening to you. Number one, if you have an office, the keys are not given to the new resident when the resident signs all the move-in photos, the leasing documents, and all this and that. If you've got an office, they don't get the keys when they sit down and sign all that and give you all the money, the security deposit, the rent, blah, blah, blah. They don't do that. Now, let me backtrack a little bit. I talked about security deposit and the rent. So remember, the squatters are getting somebody else to apply in their own name, not in the squatter's name, but in their own name to get approved. And if that person's approved, well, then they're going to have to produce security deposit money and the rent. Okay. And the squatters will front that money to that person only after they're approved. And then they also agree to give them money, to give them money when that person who's been approved and signs the docs gives them the keys. So now let's go back to where I was. So the keys are not given to the new resident when they sign all the lease papers. They're told to go see the resident manager, or sometimes you might have a handyman that works at the apartments or does your work orders, repairs, what have you. Have your handyman person or your resident manager meet the person that's supposed to move in, and they have to produce, the resident manager verifies the photo ID of the legal tenant who is supposed to be moving in. And then we'll give two keys to that legal tenant that's supposed to move in. Now, here's what has happened in the past. So they give them keys at the office in our situation and these other investor situation. They get keys at the office. They go meet the squatters and give the keys to them. And then the squatter moves in. Okay. So now if the squatter is approached, sorry about that. If the squatter is approached by the resident manager or the handyman or your maintenance guy, whatever, at the apartments, if the squatter's approached, they say, oh, I'm helping my aunt or I'm helping my uncle move in or I'm helping my brother. And they'll know who's supposed to be living there because they put them up to rent in the place, you see? So you got to be real careful there. And so your resident manager on site verifies photo ID, got to be the legal tenant only, and gives them two keys. Now, they can still have these other people help them move in. That's okay. You got to watch them like a hawk. And here's what happens. So the squatters will move in, and then the squatters immediately remove the locks and put their own locks up there. So the landlord doesn't have a key to the locks for that apartment. Okay. So here's prevention on that. Go to landlordlocks.com. You've heard of me talk about this before, and go to the accessories page. I'm going from memory here. Go to the accessory page, and what you're going to look for is something called TRAP, T-R-A-P, Thomas Robert Adam Paul, TRAP screws. And what it is, it's a very, very fancy version of the old tamper-proof screws that, like you used to see in bathroom stalls if you were the guys. I asked a couple of ladies about it. They said, no, they've never seen them. So get the Landlord Locks deadbolt, single-throw deadbolt. You install that and use the trap screws, then they can't take the lock off. And so when we have implemented this and watched them move in, this has saved us. We already know with these two investors that did have problems with their apartments, because once the cat gets out of the bag, they start doing it over and over. And so this has saved them four times that we know of by implementing this prevention program. And it's pretty simple. The last thing you want to do is get some squatters in there, and this is how you can prevent this from happening. And watch who goes in there. Pay attention. I mean, now, I don't want to say that you're going to have a resident manager or somebody sit there and babysit and watch them move in all day long and stuff, but the sooner you need to stay on top of that and make sure that the resident, the legal tenant, are they showing up? Are they moving in? Do you see them around there? As for valid photo ID. So that's the biggest step that we've learned. I hope I discover some more ways to prevent this, but squatters are a problem. And this is a good step in the right direction, especially on the apartments, to prevent some folks from moving in like that. Now, episode 19 talks about Alan Tatum's story with a single family house. And it comes with the turf in today's world, unfortunately. So with that, guys, signing off on this one here. I want to see you on the next one. Adios. Have a good day. Get out there and make some offers, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.